The Cowboys' search for a head coach continues, so we thought this morning here on the program we would get the latest from the man conducting the search. Joining us now is the Cowboys' owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning. To talk to you this fine Monday morning. Our coaching search is going really well. I've been interviewing some really exciting candidates so far. I've interviewed Charlotte and Steven, and now I'm picking up Jerry Jr. early from school today and interviewing him. He's wanting to go to Basker and Robinson's Ice Creams. Uh-huh. And, of course, I didn't want to interview him, but I have to do it to satisfy the gene rule.
The gene rule.
Yeah. Got to interview all the kids for every position, but that's just the way it goes.
Okay. Man. Well, and we understand you have an interview today as well, right?
I do. I'm interviewing Leslie Frazier today, mm-hmm. Taking Leslie to a nice steakhouse. It's got a great restroom for photo ops. But quick question to my two sports experts here on the line with me.
Okay.
I haven't had time, really, to read my dossier on Leslie. Is she hot? Was she a good sideline reporter? I mean, is there potential there?
It's not Leslie Visser. This is, Leslie Frazier, defensive coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's a he. Where did him coach last?
Well, he's bounced all around the NFL. He was a head coach in Minnesota.
Okay, does he have any Cowboys ties so he understands it's a family business, a dysfunctional family business?
Not really, no.
Well, he needs to learn that everything goes through me, personnel, bathroom breaks, cheerleader laundry, everything has to go through the GM and owner.
Yeah, I imagine word's gotten to him that it's all about you.
I like the thing you just said.
Hey, we heard Saturday you had an interview with Robert Saleh. How'd that go?
I did. Interviewed Robert Saleh on Saturday. Impressive young man. Mm-hmm. Very impressive young man. Did you know that his parents was from Lebanon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know that will work out. I don't know if I want to hire... You know, because them people are violent. Pennsylvania's
he grew up in Michigan, so I don't.
Oh, it wasn't Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Okay, all right, gotcha. He grew up in Michigan. That's confusing.
Why?
How many Pennsylvanians grew up in Michigan? I don't.
No, he's not okay, Pennsylvania.
He's not Pennsylvanian.
He's Lebanese and grew up in Michigan.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll put him back on the list here.
Okay.
We also understand that you interviewed Kellen Moore over the weekend. How did that go?
We did, and I are. I did interview him, and we had a Zoom meeting with Kellen. Didn't quite go as well as I wanted to. I had high hopes for that interview, but he was really distracted with his play toys the whole time. And I was having a hard time figuring out how to make my Zoom machine work. So all in all, it was a disaster. And let me just say, additionally, and in addition to,
okay,
that I sure hope the audio of our Zoom meeting never gets out. Because I'm a bit worried that we have a mole out here at Valley Ranch Star.
Oh, gosh.
I heard, and I don't know if it's true, but I'm trying to run this down. I heard that the audio of my exit interview with Mike McCartney got leaked to a local station. And if I ever, ever find out which station aired it, I'm going to sue the pants off of them.
Oh, no.
They will never work in this town again. And I feel that I can get them fired, and I will. But if I can't get them fired, I will get them demoted. They do it a half-hour show. I'm going to get them demoted down to 3 hours. All right, they're going to learn their lesson. Okay. I ain't getting around. We need some cypher security up here at the Star.
Cypher security. Well,
we'll look into it.
Yeah, we haven't heard about that, but we'll let you know.
All right.
Hey, how about the Deion deal? Is that still a possibility?
Well, Craig, I think that
George,
my hopes of a Deion deal coming through and Deion coming here to coach, they're kind of fading.
Oh.
I hate to say it, because I think that'd be a really sexy pick. I always enjoyed his body when I would shower with the team. And I just, you know, he wants to coach. He just has a lot of demands. Deion's high maintenance.
Oh.
High maintenance.
Well, like with what?
He's kind of like Gene in that way. But, he wants to coach from a solid gold diamond encrusted golf cart on the sideline. That's a little weird. If Deion comes here, I've also got to hire his sons, Shadur, Shiloh, and Abednego.
Okay.
Or whatever the names are.
Shadur and Shiloh. Yeah. They play football.
The last thing we need at the Star is another dysfunctional family.
Yeah, I think we all agree about that.
But we're going to do our best. We're going to get this position filled soon, and the Cowboy fans are going to be real excited about it. So
okay.
Have a good one. Good morning.
All right. Good luck. There goes Jared.